Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a story that sent shockwaves through the sports marketing world, the parting of ways between Stephen Curry and Under Armour after more than a decade together. It's a partnership that seemed almost unbreakable, a true testament to synergy, but as we've seen, even the most iconic collaborations can reach their end.
Absolutely. It's fascinating because this isn't just a simple breakup. The language used by Under Armour CEO, Stephanie Linnartz, suggests a much more significant strategic pivot. She mentioned a need for discipline, and that word alone carries so much weight in the corporate world. It hints at a deeper internal realignment for Under Armour, going beyond just losing a star player.
Exactly. It really makes you wonder about the underlying reasons and what this means for both Curry and Under Armour moving forward. Let's start at the beginning, with the genesis of this golden era. Can you set the scene for us in 2013?
Sure. Back in 2013, Under Armour was definitely the challenger brand, pushing hard against giants like Nike. Stephen Curry, while a talented player, hadn't yet reached the global superstardom that would later define him. Under Armour saw an opportunity to leverage his growing talent and relatable persona to make a bigger splash in basketball and beyond.
And it seems like it was a perfect match from the start, almost a mirroring of their underdog status. Curry was hungry, determined, and Under Armour was the same way in the market. This initial alignment of individual ambition and corporate goals quickly turned into something much more significant, didn't it?
It really did. The analysis of their early success is frankly remarkable. As Curry's game evolved, so did Under Armour's fortunes. His innovative shooting style, those impossible three-pointers, it captivated audiences worldwide. And with every spectacular performance, Under Armour's brand perception just soared.
That's a great point. Suddenly, Under Armour wasn't just for serious athletes, it became associated with flair, precision, and a whole new way of playing the game. This halo effect had a direct impact on sales, right? The company experienced explosive growth.
Absolutely. Their stock price and market value surged. It's hard to overstate the impact. Curry's rise wasn't just beneficial, it was transformative for Under Armour. Central to this success were the signature shoe lines, especially starting with the Curry One. These weren't just shoes, they were tangible symbols of the Curry phenomenon.
The Curry One, released as he was starting to make his mark, sold incredibly well and set the stage for everything that followed. Each new release built on the previous one, not just in design but in the marketing narrative. It was like the shoes were extensions of his on-court performance, mirroring his own game.
Exactly. And this phenomenon became known as the Curry Effect. His endorsements went far beyond traditional basketball. He appealed to a much broader demographic, younger fans, people who admired his clean image and family values. This influence seeped into the athleisure market, which was booming.
So, people weren't just buying Under Armour for sports, they were buying into the aspirational lifestyle Curry embodied. His popularity made Under Armour relevant in casual wear, a critical battleground for market share. During this time, Under Armour had really ambitious goals, right? They weren't content being second best.
They aimed to disrupt the established order, to carve out a significant space in the global sportswear landscape. The partnership with Curry was absolutely central to this ambitious expansion. He was their flagship athlete, the face of their basketball division, and a key figure in their global competition strategy. The synergy was undeniable.
And the benefits were truly mutual. Beyond the significant financial compensation, Curry gained creative control and the chance to build his own brand identity within Under Armour. He was a collaborator, not just a model. This authenticity likely fueled the partnership's success.
For Under Armour, Curry embodied that underdog triumph narrative, much like their own story as a challenger brand. This shared ethos created a powerful emotional connection with consumers. But even in this seemingly perfect union, were there any subtle signs of divergence early on?
That's a great question. The basketball shoe market is intensely competitive. While Curry's line was successful, Under Armour sometimes struggled to consistently deliver groundbreaking innovations that could truly rival Nike's dominance. we might recall moments like the controversy around the Curry 2 Chef colorway.
Yes, that was a minor blip, perhaps, but it did highlight how public perception and media narratives could sometimes create unintended challenges. Was that a hint that the public's appetite for the narrative might occasionally outpace the product's reception or the brand's ability to navigate the spotlight? It's a question worth pondering.
Definitely. And as successful as that chapter was, the landscape of sports marketing is always evolving. Consumer preferences shift, market dynamics change, and companies have to adapt. So, what prompted this significant shift away from one of the most successful pairings we've seen? The answer, according to CEO Stephanie Linnartz, seems to be a strategic reorientation, a call for discipline.
That directive from Linnartz is key. Discipline in this context suggests a need for greater focus, efficiency, and strategic clarity. It implies a potential recognition that the expansive growth fueled by high-profile partnerships might have come at the expense of internal operational rigor or a clear definition of the brand's core identity.
It's a signal that the company is looking inward, seeking to streamline operations and reinvest in its fundamental strengths. Let's delve deeper into Under Armour's recent performance challenges. While the Curry partnership was a bright spot, the company as a whole has navigated a complex market.
We've seen periods of declining sales, shifts in market share to competitors like Nike and Adidas, and increased pressure from newer, more agile brands. If you looked at charts showing Under Armour's revenue growth compared to its competitors over the last 5 years, it would likely show a more uneven trajectory.
That highlights the intense competitive pressures and the difficulty of maintaining consistent, high-level growth in the saturated athleisure market. This isn't to diminish the Curry partnership, but it underscores that even a star endorsement can't entirely insulate a company from broader market headwinds or internal strategic missteps.
And that brings us to the concept of core products. What are Under Armour's foundational offerings? Historically, the brand built its reputation on performance apparel, moisture-wicking fabrics, compression gear, items designed for serious athletes.
The renewed focus on these core products suggests a desire to return to Under Armour's roots, to reinforce the brand's initial value proposition before it potentially became diluted by a broader, more lifestyle-oriented approach. This implies a strategic decision to prioritize innovation and marketing spend on the items that truly define Under Armour's performance DNA.
And we can't forget the cost of high-profile athlete partnerships. Deals with superstars like Curry involve substantial financial commitments, not just direct payments, but also marketing support, product development resources, and dedicated teams. Examining the resources allocated to such a flagship partnership shows the scale of investment.
Discipline in this context can be interpreted as a move to optimize resource allocation. Perhaps Under Armour believes that by reducing the singular focus on one mega endorsement, they can free up capital and talent to invest in a broader range of initiatives, from product innovation across different categories to a more diversified marketing strategy.
That makes sense. Let's talk about the challenges and opportunities in this new era. Discipline as a metaphor for operational efficiency and strategic clarity is key. It suggests a desire to move away from potentially sprawling initiatives and concentrate on what Under Armour does best.
This might involve streamlining its product development pipeline, improving supply chain efficiency, or sharpening its marketing messages. How does a superstar endorsement, like Curry's, potentially detract from this internal focus? It's not about the athlete, but the sheer gravitational pull of such a partnership.
It can command immense attention, resources, and strategic bandwidth, potentially diverting focus from other critical areas. When the narrative is so heavily tied to one individual, it can inadvertently overshadow the collective efforts of the entire company. This might also signal a shift from broad appeal to more targeted marketing.
Instead of trying to be everything to everyone, Under Armour might be aiming to double down on specific athlete segments or performance categories where they can establish a clear, defensible leadership position. Is this a move towards a more niche, performance-driven identity?
It's certainly a possibility. By emphasizing core performance products and potentially partnering with athletes who embody that specific ethos, Under Armour could be seeking to carve out a more distinct and less crowded space in the market. Comparing UA's strategy to other brands offers valuable lessons.
Nike, for instance, has a vast portfolio of athletes across numerous sports, diversifying their marketing spend and appealing to a wide audience. Adidas has also experimented with different approaches, sometimes focusing on cultural trends. What can we learn from their endorsement strategies?
Perhaps it's the importance of a balanced portfolio, or the need for brands to continually redefine their core identity in response to market shifts. Ultimately, the role of internal culture and leadership in driving strategic change cannot be overstated. A decision like parting ways with Stephen Curry requires strong leadership and a unified vision.
CEO Stephanie Linnartz's emphasis on discipline signals a top-down commitment to a new strategic direction. This shift will likely require a cultural evolution within Under Armour, fostering a mindset that prioritizes focus, accountability, and a deep understanding of the brand's fundamental strengths. Let's transition to the summary table.
Right. So, looking at the Stephen Curry partnership, the strengths and insights were unprecedented brand elevation, significant sales growth, and market penetration, especially in basketball. The Curry effect drove broader consumer appeal and relevance in the athleisure market.
And it provided that powerful narrative of underdog triumph that resonated so strongly with consumers. However, the challenges included a potential over-reliance on a single star, which could overshadow other brand initiatives. Public perception issues and media narratives sometimes created unintended problems, and of course, there was the high financial commitment and resource allocation to just one partnership.
Moving to Under Armour's brand identity, the strengths lie in its strong historical foundation in performance apparel and its challenger brand ethos. There's a real opportunity to refocus on core products and re-establish its performance DNA, potentially carving out a more distinct market position.
The challenges there are the dilution of that core identity due to a broader lifestyle focus, intense competition from established giants and agile newcomers, and the difficulty in maintaining consistent growth in a saturated market. It's a tough environment to navigate.
Then we have the strategic reorientation, or discipline. The strengths here imply a move towards greater focus, efficiency, and operational clarity. There's an opportunity to optimize resource allocation and reinvest in a broader range of initiatives, potentially streamlining product development and sharpening marketing messages.
The challenges, however, include the risk of alienating the existing Curry fanbase and the emotional impact of such a significant split. They need to manage this transition carefully to retain customer loyalty. There's also a potential that the new strategy could be perceived as less exciting or innovative compared to the Curry era.
Regarding product innovation and messaging, the focus on core performance products offers potential for new fabric technologies or designs. There's an opportunity to build marketing campaigns around product merit and emphasize historical brand pillars like performance, innovation, and resilience.
But the challenges are significant, maintaining brand distinctiveness and cutting through market noise. They need compelling stories that resonate with target audiences, and they must ensure new product innovations gain traction without the direct pull of a superstar endorsement. It's a different kind of marketing challenge.
Finally, looking at the future of endorsements and market impact, the evolving model of athlete endorsements means athletes are seeking more control and authentic partnerships. There's potential for Curry to launch his own brand or partner with a competitor, and it creates an opportunity for other brands to capture market share in basketball footwear.
The departure of Curry creates a significant void in the basketball shoe market. Under Armour must rethink its basketball strategy, potentially facing challenges in filling that gap. The success of this discipline pivot is uncertain and will be closely watched by competitors. This brings us to the conclusion.
The idea of discipline in this context speaks volumes about how the business of sports marketing has matured, or perhaps become more cutthroat. It's no longer enough to just attach your brand to the most popular athlete. There needs to be a clear ROI and strategic alignment with the brand's long-term vision.
For Under Armour, this might mean shifting from chasing the halo effect of a singular superstar to cultivating a more diverse ecosystem of athletes and marketing initiatives, much like Nike does with its constellation of stars across different sports and eras. Under Armour, by contrast, had placed a very significant bet on one individual.
And what about the athletes themselves? The narrative around endorsement deals is changing rapidly. Athletes are becoming more entrepreneurial, building their own brands, and investing in businesses. Stephen Curry, with his business acumen, is no exception. He might feel the need for greater autonomy or a different kind of partnership for his long-term goals.
Perhaps the discipline Under Armour seeks internally is mirrored by an athlete's desire for greater control over their personal brand and future ventures. This isn't necessarily negative, it's a sign of the evolving landscape where athletes are increasingly becoming CEOs of their own careers.
The long-term implications for the basketball shoe market are also profound. For over a decade, the Curry line has been dominant. Its absence creates a vacuum, an opportunity for other brands, both established and emerging, to capture market share. Will Under Armour try to fill this void with a new signature athlete, or pivot to a broader strategy?
The former is high risk, high reward, while the latter requires a more nuanced approach. It's a strategic crossroads for the company, and the decisions made in the coming months will be critical for their future in the basketball space. This split serves as a compelling case study in the broader sports marketing landscape.
It underscores the inherent volatility of even the most successful athlete brand partnerships. While the allure of a superstar endorsement remains powerful, brands are increasingly weighing that against the need for strategic focus, operational efficiency, and a clear articulation of their core values.
The days of simply riding the coattails of a single icon might be waning, replaced by a more complex calculus of diversified endorsements, data-driven marketing, and authentic brand storytelling. Under Armour's move, framed by the CEO's emphasis on discipline, suggests a deliberate attempt to navigate this new reality.
It's a bold move, and one that will undoubtedly be watched closely by competitors and observers alike. The question remains, will this disciplined pivot lead to a resurgence for Under Armour, or will the absence of their star player prove too difficult to overcome? Only time will tell.
Indeed. The story of Stephen Curry and Under Armour is far from over, it's simply entering a new, and perhaps more challenging, chapter. Thanks for breaking all of this down with me today.
My pleasure. It's a complex situation with a lot of layers to consider. Always fascinating to see these strategic shifts in the finance and marketing world.